It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It's Sunday, September 17th in the year of the Lord, 2017. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph Grennan has the same last name because he's my son. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's probably in the beginning. That's all the ones we could trust. But things are happening. This week we're going to talk about Joe, our second year. This is the first broadcast of our
the second year.
Starting our second year broadcast. Yeah. Well, 53. And it's a topic that's very controversial because if it's true, wow, that's all I can tell you. I think we can prove to you that it's at least partially true. Was Harvey and Irma geoengineered? And if so, why? Well, before we get into that, we're going to talk a few things over before that. But it's amazing what we've learned and what we're seeing through the geoengineering and the patterns they have and the evidence on the ground and the sky and videos and scientists admitting it and the U.S. military admitting it and writing about it. And the patent started in the early 20s, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, 19, in the 20s, 27 or something like that. And well, we'll get into that in a few minutes. First of all, I'd like to say welcome to everybody again. And we appreciate everyone around the world. We look now at our demographics on our YouTube and on the radio broadcast site. And we're seeing just about, well, every English-speaking country in the world is basically listening to us now. And we got some people down in New Zealand. Hello, shout out to New Zealand. Roger down there.
Down under.
Yeah, he sent us a little offering last week that really helped out. Appreciate you, Roger. And next week, they're going to have a reunion from the seminar we did. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. And I think there's 20 to 25 people going to show up. So we're going to do a live, well, excuse me, it won't be live. It will be pre-recorded. And then we'll talk about it next week. But probably Thursday night, I think, here is when they're going to be there Friday morning, you know, in the future in New Zealand. And we're asking them to give testimonies and talk about what they've been doing. So it should be pretty informative to see a group of people we trained up, what they've been doing for the last 2 years. And I always try to, every week, bring in some testimonies. And they're coming in every week. That's what's cool. Everything, we're seeing more churches set up, more people really, really interested in being trained up and reaching their country. That's our goal, Joe. Remember?
Yeah.
From the beginning. We don't want to travel the world and train up everybody around the world. We want to establish one place in every country where they can be trained up at. And then they can go off and train up other areas throughout the country. That's how you will grow exponentially. And so it's coming. It's coming to fruition. After 7 years, we're in 135 countries and have over 2,800 members with almost, I think, 1,900 of them being gone through the course or been to a seminar. And so they know how to use it. So that's great. Things are happening. We're going to keep going that way. And we're looking forward to it. 2 weeks from today, Joe, we'll be ending our English seminar here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And maybe we'll even try to do a little broadcast, you know.
Maybe AI we can do from it from the phone, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that because maybe like a little 50-minute live thing in 2 weeks. So if you're interested in coming, we've had some people, 3 or 4 people contact us this week buying tickets. So we're looking forward to everybody that comes. And doesn't matter if there's 10 people or 50 people, we do the same thing. What we're trying to do at the seminar is not only train the people that are coming, but train them how to do a seminar.
Train them how to train.
Yeah, train to train. Like, we're training trainers.
Yeah.
We're the trainers that train.
Yuri, the trainer who trains.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. But that's, even the Bible has a verse that, find faithful men who are able to teach others also. And that's what we're trying to do. And it'll be self-motivated. If you know anything about us, we're always talking about being self-motivated. If you're the type of person that wants a pill and you run to the doctor, tell me what to do every step of the way, you're listening to the wrong broadcast, okay? Because we're going to empower you to do it yourself. If you don't have enough motivation to do that, we're not going to really be able to help you. Because this is all about you learning it and doing it yourself and sharing with other people. That's our philosophy here at the G2 Voice, which is a ministry of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, which was established 7 years and 2 or 3 months ago by Jim Humble and I. And Jim Humble was the one that come up with the formula how to make chlorine dioxide from sodium chloride and hydrochloric acid. And that's something he didn't a formula he came up with to ingest it. That's what I was looking for. And at a very mild concentration to cure malaria. He succeeded that and all the other things that have been cured since then from it. And it's being proven over and over. Last week we walked from New Zealand. Roger sent me a article about all of this farm product they use with the animals and growing things too. It's chlorine dioxide.
What is it, CX50 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. X50 something. But anyways, we mentioned it last week. And then Johnson & Johnson comes up on the U.S. military. They cured gangrene in the First World War with chlorine dioxide. They cleaned the hospitals. They cleaned the anthrax scare, the mold from Katrina with chlorine dioxide. Very high concentrations for those applications. When in the body, you can take it very mildly. Weaker than what they put on our food, what they clean our water with, and what they treat fruits, vegetables, and meats with before they package it and you eat it without washing it off because it doesn't hurt anything. So it's something that's been proven over and over again, and we'll get into that a little bit more as we go on. I do want to mention, besides the seminar, that we're trying to do one for Spanish in the middle of October. That'd be the 14th through the 16th. But the English one is the 28th through the October 1st. So those are coming up. Please.
29th through October 1st.
What did I say?
28th.
29th. Boy, I can't even read.
29th till the 1st of October.
Okay, thanks for catching up on that. So get in touch with Joe. That's on the
It's in the description.
Right?
My email is joseph@genesis2church.is.
Two. Not a Roman numeral two, the regular two.
The number two.
Yeah. I saw something, and I'm always watching news all week. That's what I do. I research. Okay. And hepatitis A outbreak in San Diego, 16 death motto. These are the type of people that are going to really benefit from the information we give them. And they're going to be, we want to have a banana clip for you when you leave here that you can go to your country and set up a Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing that you know what you're doing and people can come into your setup, your health restoration center, your church, and your country, and you can help them from there, and we can help support you with, like, the Bishop's Project, where we've given 4 or 5 people already sodium chloride. We got, John told me he's just about got the stuff to go to Mozambique.
Okay.
They had the bunny and everything, but the communication, they're putting 2 guys together. They're going to bring it to the border, and they're going to meet. So they're working out the logistics of that now. You want to help with that? We're trying to get 10 people, 50 kilos, and we've got 4 or 5 people, 25 kilos. And one, really two, are full 50 kilos. So you can get in touch with Jonathan at jonathan@genesis2church.is and tell him you want to help with the Bishop's Project. So, folks, we got a guy. Okay, that's one testimony. Talking to Roger. And I'm sure he's going to go in detail next week. But I'll mention this. He had a guy with cancer. I think it was throat cancer, pretty sure. And I went through chemo and everything. His wife called Roger and said, listen, my husband's been through chemo and everything. Sent him home to die. He's blind in one eye now. He's paralyzed partially on one side. And they really raked him over, Joe. Radiation, chemo, everything. And the last resort, they came to him, heard about MMS. And Roger said after 3 days, the guy could see on his eye, walk, and came visit him from being almost dead in bed. So he's going to tell me more about that next week. So that was a great testimony. To where they even had him, yeah, it was a throat because he couldn't eat. They put a the bag in, you know, so it goes into his stomach that they could feed him.
The feeding tube?
Yeah, through a bag. Yeah, feeding tube, excuse me. And then he just said, let's just start pushing it right in there with 10 ounces of water behind it. And they did the protocol 3,000 at first. Then he found out he had a feeding tube and started doing through there, pushing water through there with the drops, and he's doing great. So, folks, this is real stuff. This is observation and repeatability. Real science has to have those two factors. You got to be able to observe it, being done, and be repeated. And that's what we've done. We standardize our protocols. That's why they're called protocols. And you do it a certain way. Everybody starts the same way. Everybody backs off if they need to. Everybody goes forward if they need to. Everybody doesn't neutralize it. And, you know, as you learn the course and what we're doing, and we get bits and pieces of it every week, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get the course and sit down and do it in your home. It's 50 videos, a workbook. Then you'll have it all in a systematic way, not bits and pieces that we're throwing at you each week, okay? And we're trying to tantalize you and prick your interest in the different topics every week so you'll and give you plenty of material and references to dive into it. Like for this week, geoengineering. Is it true? Well, we're going to give you there must be 30, 20 videos, right? We're going to let you listen to a couple.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
There's one guy, he's a hero to me. Who's his name? Paul? Was it Paul? Wingington? What was his first name? Anyways, you'll see in a minute. He started up a site called geoengineeringwatch.org. Great guy. In fact, you're going to hear a couple videos from him. And he just couldn't live with himself and knowing what he'd been through and saw. And
Dane.
Huh?
Dane Wigington.
And he was working with solar panels, Joe. This is how he... He had one of the best solar houses.
Good testimony.
It's on the video, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't go tell the story again. But we'll get into that in a minute. Kind of lay a little foundation here. But let me tell you a little bit about where G2 Voice is a free church. Genesis 2 Church is a free church. G2 Voice is the voice of the Genesis 2 Church. And we're a free church. We even recognize by the IRS, which is a joke system. If you study the whole IRS codes and everything, I don't even want to get into that, but that'd be a good broadcast. Why are you covering all these things? Why? Because it's not just about health with us, it's about truth. We believe, this is our creed, do good deeds, do what is right, good health for all mankind, and that's MMS comes in everything, but it's also freedom for all mankind. You're not free until you know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Enlightening others with truth. We want truth in all aspects of life. And believe me, geoengineering affects your health. A big hurricane coming across your town at a Category 5 is very unhealthy, okay? And if they're doing it on purpose, you need to know about it. Helping one another and maintaining integrity in all things. Yeah, that's our creed. That's the prerequisites to be members. And we accept anybody from any doesn't have to be religious. In fact, religion isn't even in the picture here. Okay? We want everybody. We're a loose-knit group. We've started a church. They want to be healthy. Everybody around the world knows someone that's sick, and everybody doesn't want to be sick. I don't think there's any pity that really wants to be sick.
No, there's some people.
There's some hypochondriacs.
That's just another topic.
Hypochondriacs. I guess they want the pity. They always want to be sick. You know, I've dealt with diabetes that kind of like the fact.
Is there's people that want to get their limb cut off because they're supposed to. That kind of stuff. That's a whole other thing. So.
That's some devils there, Joe. I'm telling you.
That's just not even.
I want to be a paraplegic. I want to have a leg cut off. That's not natural.
That's crazy. That's not right.
Some supernatural evil. Okay. Now, as a person, me individually, Jim Humble and I started this church. Jim has his beliefs of what he believes. I have mine. And we publicly express them all the time. as individuals, mm-hmm. as Joe does, yep. as we all do. So I personally am a Bible believer. And I don't just say, make that statement, ha, ha, ha. No, I got 40 years of being a missionary pilot where I study archaeology, study the early languages, even went back to the early written language was cuneiform. Really, it was, even before that, it was like pictures before the cuneiform, but it was the same region of the world. Do you realize, you know, they just make that, they get over a million tablets that they go to, and nothing's changed because it's in tablets, you know. Yeah. It's written in stone, yeah. like the Ten Commandments. And so they go back there, and they get all these stories about a flood, about a tree, about, in the part of the world where the Bible says it's time. Mm-hmm. It takes more faith to be an atheist to believe some amoeba or some one-celled animal burped in the Bay Nebula somewhere, and we have all this chaos and confusion or Big Bang, perfection and design and order. It takes more faith to believe that than believe that we came from a creator and designer, okay? So religion is not part of what we're about. To me, religion's a joke. Let me give you a case in point, okay? And I had a broadcast, Joe, it was probably like 1985. I did it for 6 months when I was a pastor at church in Massachusetts, the fastest growing church in Massachusetts. It was a Bible-believing church. That's all we called ourselves. And we had chemists, MIT professors. We had, you met one of the guys. He goes around the world debating with math the creation story as opposed to evolution. With just math. Harvard graduate. In fact, the teacher there, he was, and then the military grabbed him. Old Jeff. Remember old Jeff? I won't mention his last name in case he gets in trouble. They bump him off. Remember Jeff K? Came, remember? And we had guys that would turn the nuclear weapon, had the key in our church. Okay, so I'm telling you, what happened is people, not just men, but it was kind of weird. You go to our church, we had 70% men, 30% women. Why? Did you preach them a masculine message? No, not at all. We preached to everybody. But the men came because they really wanted truth. Women, too. Don't get me wrong. But it was just strange. People would notice. How come you got so many men? I said, I go after the men and show them truth. And guess what? They bring their wives and their kids. And so I had this broadcast, will the real Jesus please stand up? And what it was is I went through all the so-called Christian religions of the world that mentioned the historical Jesus. And there's all kinds of facts over that. Josephus wrote about it. People that weren't even believers wrote at that time, historians, about this guy named Jesus from Nazareth, did this stuff. One guy said he even saw him raise a dead baby. The mother lost her baby. He touched it. I mean, these are Romans that wrote about it. So you have to have a lot more faith. So I dared anyone, even at Harvard University, show me an error in the Bible. I had people mocking me, professors mocking me. One time it was like six professors there. We were in Cambridge. And I quoted a quote from a guy. It was John Harvard, the founder of the Harvard University. No man is truly educated till he's educated in the Word of God. And that was the first Bible college in America, Harvard, then Yale, then Princeton, Joe. So people forget history, okay? And anyways, they were laughing at me, and I was quoting the founder of their university. That's how far Harvard has come from the truth. So we want everybody to come. You can be an atheist and be a member of our church, and we'll help you to get health. We're for everybody. Maybe we're the first church in the world except everybody, religious, non-religious, spiritual, non-spiritual, atheist, non-atheist, which would be a deist. Anybody's welcome here, okay? Because we want you healthy. We really want everybody healthy. We want to, I mentioned this before in Revelation chapter 5. It says that there's everybody's singing around the throne of God out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. We want members of the Genesis 2 Church to know that they can become their own doctor. They can do do-it-yourself self-care. Do-it-yourself care. Okay? And so, but let me tell you, a really obvious one. And this takes up probably 30% of the world's population. Okay? In Exodus chapter 20, this isn't a Bible study. This is just cool. I like to bring these things up. It says, okay, this is where the chapter of the Ten Commandments is. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of Egypt, of land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Boom. Number one, have no other gods. And we can make gods out of houses, money, professions, even a woman.
Cars, yeah.
Yeah, everything. Could be even a man, woman, whatever. You can worship anything, right? Don't do that. There's only one creator. But the second one is, it blows my mind that people don't catch this. In fact, some Bibles, they just took it out because their whole church is full of it. Literally full of it. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's an image made, okay? Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above. That would be cherubims, right? Angels. And on earth below. Any likeness in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Okay? So don't make anything, and that's an idol. Okay? You could say, well, now listen. It says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. I will visit the iniquity of the fathers that do this stuff unto the children, to the third and fourth generation of people that hate me. They hate me because they're worshiping something else, whether it's a golden calf, or whatever it is. And you go in these churches, Joe. I was in Rome, and I'm going to pick on the Catholics for a minute because they're idol worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
They got so many idols, Joe, and they literally bow down. They say, oh, it's just a representation. God said don't make a representation and don't kneel to it. Am I reading this wrong?
No.
Can you kind of give me the interpretation of this? That's your interpretation. No, I'm just taking it for the...
It is what it says.
Yeah, it says what it says. So you got... So I went through the... Will the real Jesus please stand up? I just went through the Bible and compared to what they do. Okay? I went into the Vatican, and they have this statue of Peter, which is really Jupiter. Okay? They even prove it. It stands Vaticanus, and it's a two-faced god of Janus. That's where the temple was. Boom. They put it right there. Jupiter was there. You go around Rome. Anybody who's been in Rome can attest to this. They got gargoyles around in St. Peter's Basilica. They got sitars, half man, half horse. They got half fish. They got they got all kinds of mythological gods everywhere throughout Rome and even in the Vatican City. Okay? So I just say, people, we're not religious. We don't do any of that junk. God doesn't need to be mocked. And I know all the excuses. I was a Catholic, okay? So I know all the excuses they give you. God said, don't do it. And then if you got people bowing down to it, hey, it's strong, man. There's only one God. And that's what I believe. Well, that's what religion does. And whether it's Buddha, they're bowing down to, giving them food. Like, you know, he's fat enough. And they haven't given this dumb idol. And even Psalms even says, the people are brutish, stupid. They have statues, idols, that have eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear, and mouths cannot speak. And they that worship them are like unto them, dumb beasts. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that. So, I'm totally against religion. Totally. Okay? We're Bible believers, and that's what it means. We take God for what it says, and you cannot prove that book wrong. Well, you could say, well, I can. Well, yeah, you can in some of them, but not the King James Bible, you can't.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay? Even if you know numerology, and God uses numbers all the time. Even has a book called Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 7 days, 70 generations, 40, 12, 12. That's, you know, they stole the zodiac sign, but it's really astrology and astronomy. Astrology is kind of, this is what it means. But astrology, there is 12 constellations up there. Anyways, let's get into what we're talking about, because that I could just stay on that the whole time, because it's so important to understand where you came from to know where you're going. Okay? We started the church because we really believe as a group, the word church, ecclesia, means a called out assembly of believers that have a common purpose, a goal, okay? Vision. They go, and that's what we are as a Genesis 2 church. We have a common goal to see the world, the disease of the world, gone, health-wise. And that's what we want to get into this week. What I want to do, Joe, I talked to you before about doing this. We're not trying to, in the beginning when we started the church, we even had doctors of MMS, remember? Mm. We're making up college and we got thinking about that. You know what? We don't want to have anything to do with the terminology of the medical industry. We want to do church titles. You know, you can say what you want about archbishop, bishop. Bishop's in the Bible. Archbishop really isn't. It's just kind of a man-made. Then they got cardinal. Then they got pope. Mm-hmm. You know, they go right up the line. I wanted to stop at bishop. Jim felt like we should have a couple archbishops as founders, and so that's kind of how that came about. But bishop just means an overseer, okay? So we started that way, and we even had doctors that we just said, no, we don't want to use that. Doctors, PhD, the world wants that stuff. We're not going to use that. So we have bishops, we have health ministers, and these people know what they're doing or know how to use the protocols. And I want to talk about, I personally believe that these storms that have been recent, and, you know, there's people saying to me, well, you say God's doing this. You know, the eclipse on the 21st coming across, one of all these disasters coming, and then we had two horrible disasters come. Is God doing it? You know what I personally believe, Joe? I believe God really isn't having anything to do with this. He's just allowing it to happen to show us how wicked we are and how we'll even kill our own selves, our own people, destroy our own world, and so that he's so justified to come in and stop it. That's what I think. Now, does he intervene sometimes and just maybe help us out and keep us alive and protect us in certain situations? Of course he does. But I think it's a little bit of all that, okay? But I really believe, as you watch and learn and listen to what these people are saying, I've known about it for a long time. I've seen it go right by my window at 33,000 feet, almost hit our plane. And I was unbelievably shocked, because when you fly in one direction as a pilot, you can, when you're flying from north to south, you fly at an even, it's called Sweven and Neod. When it's the even, south to west, west to south, you fly at even altitudes, and from 0 to 180, you go at odds. So there's no way an airplane would come in the opposite direction at the same altitude I'm at. I saw it. Boom. The pilots must have saw that. There was no movement or nothing from the plane. Remember? We even had a video of it. We should see if Luke can drag that out. And then you look down, and what's coming out of these planes, we covered chemtrails a few weeks ago. And it's going on, and it's colors, it sparkles. It's not exhaust from an airplane, okay? And it's been going on for 40, 50 years. And we're going to give you some more information about that. But, Joe, what I thought was I'd have you put up the first one is they're coming out with a movie called Geostorm, okay? And if you know these evil sons of a motherless goat, Satan, evil people that are doing this stuff, they think it's a joke to let us know what they're going to do way beforehand, write books about it, publish it, make up movies about it to show you what's going to happen, like, you know, what was some of them, 2012,
yeah,
you know, big floods hitting New York. There's another, we had what, Irma and Harvey. Irma meant
goddess of war.
And what was Harvey? Some warrior, a sufficient warrior. Now we got Joseph and Mary. Jose and Mary coming along, right? Mm-hmm. What is this all about? Mary's going to hit those poor people of San Martin in that area in Puerto Rico again. Maybe even the Dominican Republic this time. And Jose is staying out and then he's coming in to shore. You know how close it's going to get. But isn't it weird? The day that Donald Trump speaks in the UN, it's going to be right off the coast. What are they going to do out there? Can they make a tsunami from this stuff? Can they? All these movies we see them, big tsunami hitting New York.
Yeah, you know they can do that.
Of course they can. And we could show that. One guy in one of the videos, I don't think we're going to show that today, he had a way of, with very low signals, like 30 watts, of very low frequencies, finding gas in the ground, finding petroleum, and different resonates of sounds that come back when these different minerals and liquids resonate and they vibrate. They make a certain sound like a piano, right? They can tell what gas, what element it is. And Joe, 30 watts, they made an earthquake of 4.5 pop off. Now, we're going to show you where they use a thing called HARP up in Alaska, and it's throughout the other parts of the world too. And it's millions of watts. They some say billions of watts. And they can direct it to certain locations. And, well, we're going to get into that in a minute when we start.